guess I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Just clearing my throat, boys and girls. I got a lot to talk about here in a short period of time. You're listening to Butch on Sports. I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed, I have sports news that you can't get enough of, and then some. Today is a one heck of a day, I tell you not. Let's say... Woo, let's get this comedy show off into the bright lights here and talk about the Detroit Lions. Yes, Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals here. He tied a career high with 3 touchdown passes, helping the Cincinnati Bengals rout the Detroit Lions by a score of 34-11 this afternoon, Sunday here. Yes, the Bengals already equalized last year's number of wins and doubled their victories from 2019 during the coaching of Zach Taylor's debut season there. Oh, well. But it just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it indeed. Detroit is 6-0, just couldn't rally. Didn't give a damn. Closely contested setbacks. You know, by San Francisco, Baltimore, Minnesota, not scoring early, and opportunities have messed up Detroit miserably. Failing to score, Austin Seaver, he made a 35-yard field goal midway through the fourth quarter, but it was way too late. The Lions are the NFL's only winless team under first-year coach Dan Campbell. Get to him in a moment. They have lost 10 straight games going back to last season for the league's longest active losing streak. Now, if there was ever a time for the Detroit Lions to build through the NFL draft, now's the doggone time. But I don't want to blame it there. Let me move on. The Lions are coming off 3 straight losing campaigns. 6-10 in 2018. 3-12-1 in 2019. And 5-11 in 2020. In addition, this past year, Detroit has set a franchise record for the worst mark in both total points and in the yards allowed for a single season. What a joke. What a joke indeed. Now, Dan Campbell. I don't mean any harm, Mr. Campbell, or the Detroit Lions administrative staff, but you know what? There's some things y'all need to have a coming to Jesus meeting with your coaches. Because some things just don't fit. Cornerbacks not being aggressive. When I watch the Bengals today, their cornerbacks and safety was right up on the receiver. Eye to eye. Majority of the time playing man to man. But they put fear in the receiver's heart because they were chuckling when they had an opportunity and making it very difficult for them to clear up for a pass. TJ Hockenson was the only viable receiver available for Detroit Lions to say. And, of course, there were passes thrown to him that was misguided. Or if he did catch a good pass, there was a penalty. Stupidity at its finest. That defense needs to be cleaned up. And I'm talking about the cornerbacks and whatnot. That should be an embarrassment after six games to see that. And this repeat performance. You got to change some things up, my brothers. And on offense, don't let me get started. I don't know what the plan is or who the scouts are. I had to repeat myself on that one. But it smells. It really did not even make a doggone bit of sense what they did. They shouldn't have showed up. I'm going to start getting off my high horse with the Lions. We'll see what happens when they go to L.A. to meet Matthew Stafford. Oh, let's get on the happy side of things here. Detroit Red Wings win a game last night. Thomas Greaves made 40 saves, assuring the Red Wings that he took an early lead in the second period and stood up for a 3-1 victory over the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday night. Greaves was very acrobatic in goal. He had a knack of making the big plays. He had some doggone good chances, and I'm talking about the Canucks, that is, with very good chances, and he stopped a whole heck of a lot of them. Fans were very loud last night. Great to see, and very deserving, and he appreciated it, too. He had some good fortunes, too. Justin Dowling hitting the far post with a backhanded shot with 7 minutes and 26 seconds remaining in the third period. And then there was some redirect things with 2 minutes and 31 seconds of play in the game. With a goal. But it was interference was called in front of Greece, and that was called on off. Robbie Fabre for the Red Wings got a 1-0 lead with a goal at 11:05 in the first period. Redirected shot for Mark Stahl. And Halleck, past Halleck, flips Zadino, Philippe Zadino there. He positioned himself and got himself some goodies last night with his goal. Sam Gagne got an empty netter with 58 seconds left. And it kind of cleared the way for the Red Wings. 3-1 victory. The Red Wings are 1-0-1. Yes, when they played Thursday night, which, by the way, was a forgetful one there. Up by three, tied it up, go up by three again, get it tied. They go into overtime and they lose in overtime. They ran out of gas. But I'm looking at the talent that I see for the Red Wings right now, and you know what? I can live with that. They're putting the pressure. The defense is going to get better as they are more familiar with each other on the playing ice, and the offense are not doing something that they have done in a long time. Play sweet Georgia Brown with the puck. They're shooting the puck. And that's a good thing. We're talking about the defensemen on to the forwards. Forwards are doing some basic checking and being physical as well. Saw a lot of scrimmages these first two games for the Red Wings at home. And then hopefully it'll be more if that's what it takes for the league to respect you. Because that's the first thing that you got to gain, the respect of the other team. And that's when you can start playing an honest game. Tell that to the Detroit Lions, who look like, I don't know. I'm going to get off that horse too. Atlanta, I'm talking about sloppy games. The Atlanta Braves. And the Dodgers played last night. And I'm talking about Atlanta did everything to put a dagger or shoot themselves in the foot. Majority of the batters struck out. I think 14 of the batters struck out. They were swinging for the fences. At least they didn't look at a strike. I'll tell you that. Struck out. However, they put some things together there. and they still beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2. They take a 1-0 lead in the best of seven series in the National League Championship Series there. They're playing tonight as we speak. No score. But I'm quite sure on Monday morning you will know if LA can even it up or before they go back to LA or be behind 2-0. In the other series at the ALCS, or the American League Championship Series, Boston last night beat the Astros 9-5. That series is tied up 1-1. Yeah. And they got a night off today. I'm quite sure they'll be in business on Monday. Monday in Boston. Yep. Now, this is a nice little story. For the first time, the Chicago Sky won the WNBA title. And two hometown heroes came big time for the Sky in this particular game, number four. They beat them. They beat Phoenix by a final score of 80-74. It was a very exciting game all the way to the end. Candace Parker, who grew up in suburban Naperville, Illinois, and she started with Tennessee, won two NCAA titles, went to the Los Angeles where she was drafted, MVP and Rookie of the Year in that particular league that she was drafted. That was 2008, I do believe. She had 16 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists in this particular game. Meanwhile, DePaul graduate and a resident of nearby Joliet, Illinois, Allie Quickley, she led the Sky with 26 points, making 5 3-pointers. Regardless of the say, Chicago is partying tonight. And they'll have a parade on the street, I'm quite sure, before it snows. That's a good feeling there, a championship. I miss the shock of Detroit. And for the life of me, all these big-time owners, why do we not have a WNBA basketball team? And especially when you're in downtown Detroit now. What's up with that? Speaking of Detroit here, the Detroit Public School League, they had their championship games yesterday at Northwestern High School. Detroit King went into halftime in their Detroit Public League championship game, trailing, scoreless, matter of fact. However, they came on out there and started roaring back to erase a 15-point deficit. And they beat Cass Tech and took Division One, now called the Blue Division, by a score of 21-15 at Northwestern. That was the nightcap game there. That was an exciting one indeed. The first game was the Division Two particular championship in Detroit Public School League. There's so many high schools, you got two divisions. And kind of make it even there indeed. It's called the Gold Division, by the way. That Detroit Central, they reclaimed the Detroit Public School League Division II championship. That's what I'm calling it still. Trailblazers are 8-0 this year. Made some big defensive stops, a couple of breakdowns with Detroit Pershing. And they did their thing at a score and expense of 30-0. They had the title in 2017 and 2019 as well. We're talking about Detroit Central. However, the point system this year is wacky indeed. And Cass Tech is on borrowed time. In any other particular season, Cass Tech might squeak in there in the playoffs when they go by wins. But this year is a different bag of tricks here. And we'll see on Selection Sunday on October the 24th if they get in. By the way, the district for them start a tournament for everybody. Starts on October 29th. It will end on November 6th with the district finals. And let me go through some other little things. Boys and girls cross country. The Upper Peninsula, their finals is the 23rd. This week. And the Lower Peninsula finals in cross country will be November the 6th. Girls volleyball district tournaments will start on November the 1st, and they'll then just talk about the district that is. And those district finals will be on the 6th. Boys soccer district semifinals. It's going to take place tomorrow, boys and girls. Or on the 19th in districts all over the state of Michigan. The district finals for everybody in the state of Michigan will be on October the 21st. So it's bunched up, but we're going to the regionals by this week. We'll know who's going to the regionals, by the way, next week. And congratulations to the boys tennis and the Lower Peninsula there. They had their finals on October the 14th through the 16th. And the girls golf on the Lower Peninsula as well had their championships on the 15th and 16th. It's very difficult. So I'm going to call Lansing up and hopefully I'll be able to recognize those particular teams and individuals there who deserve some congratulations there in their finals. They're done with tennis and golf in the Lower Peninsula. However, 2021 girls tennis finals in the Upper Peninsula there, that was on the 29th. And I just slipped through that one. That it also, when I looked at the stats for Division I and Division II up in the Upper Peninsula there, it was quite unreadable there. So, again, I'm going to call the office there and get the branded finals and have them send them to me. And hopefully, maybe on Wednesday, we can give those attaboys to, or attagirls, to those particular people who won or got close to it. Indeed, there for our high school there. Again, remind you boys and girls, ladies and gents there, go out there and support your high school any way you possibly can, but still preach being safe. We're not out of COVID yet here. And a lot of cancellations, forfeits, and also, and as I spoke last week on Wednesday, we got to keep everybody well. That's including officials because we have a shortage on them as well in the state of Michigan. Hopefully that is addressed quick, fast, and in a hurry there, okay? Do I have anything else to talk about? The Pistons are done for the exhibition season. They start this Wednesday with their season there. We'll talk about that Wednesday night there if I'm not at the game. Because we'll know then we'll have a very, very, very late show indeed. Very late show. Well, I'm going to cut it loose here, okay, because it's almost time to have some fun as I lower down the music bed here. Let you know you've been listening to Butch on Sports, Simply Butch. Again, thank you for tuning in there. You can listen to Butch on Sports on Facebook all the time there. All the time, okay? And you can also go to the homepage of Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO.podomatic.com. You right to the page. You can also get it at thegamesportsshow.podbean.com as well, including all those little formats like Apple and Spotify and who knows what here. Get put your sports there. And I remind you, tomorrow night, if no complications come about there, the Game Sports Show on 1400 ESPN in Sault Ste. Marie. Starring a host of people, including Scott Nason, EJ, not, and EJ Russell's on the other one in Canada now here. Someone asked about that the other day. Who's this EJ Russell? But anyway, he's part of that collage as well there. We'll be co-hosting and Dave McKay talking about hockey and some other things maybe. And some sports guests, of course, just thrown in the mess of things here. 6 to 8 o'clock, again on 1400 ESPN in Sault Ste. Marie. You can also go to 1400 ESPN www.thefreeradio.net. And listen to the show live or go to, again, thegatesportshow.podbean.com. I'm done for this evening and Sunday night. Have a very good beginning of the week, boys and girls there. And I'll check you out on Wednesday.